Hi all. I know I haven't been doing these episodes for a while about reflections, part of reflections and reactions about my own thoughts. Basically, I've been writing a lot of articles every now and then on my Substack, where you should probably subscribe as well. I'll put in, the link in the description. So I've been writing them down instead of, you know, saying them out loud. I've written one recently and I thought I'll record it as well to be an episode as such. So, why I do what I do. For the most part, I'll read out the article anyways as I've written it already. So, why do I do what I do? By which I mean picking up against things, when I shouldn't have to be bothered at times as well. Well, I certainly don't do it for the clicks or the views or any sort of attention. Definitely not to seek some sort of acceptance. I know who I am and I know my own heart. You know, don't overly care about the chirpings of others. And if I was doing it for some sort of acceptance, it would be easy to spot out. I think so. And I wouldn't be willing to disagree most of the time with my own side, so to speak, because I don't really have a side. I'm just speaking about things that I know of or trying to figure out, and I call it as I see it. I don't care about clicks or views, but sometimes I do get really weird messages, you know, from people who neither know me nor care to know me, you know, calling me this or that. It's just weird. You know, the truth is, when it comes to Islam, I became indifferent to Islam and all of it, you know, all of that nonsense around it for a very, very long time. I was just not bothered. You know, I left it a long time ago. I figured out that it is morally corrupt and an evil ideology. And I had made my peace with it. I didn't care. I knew the truth about it and I walked away from it. But it has been thrust upon me in a way because it has increasingly become a threat to the country I love and to the civilization I love in a wider respect, the Western civilization. So I started speaking out. Dear God, I had no idea how naive so many of the people have become. So easily fallen into the trap of Islam. You know, whoever came up with that campaign that Islam is a religion of peace was probably very good at it because it fooled a lot of people. You know, appeasing to a group of people who would have you in shackles and on your knees in no time, the first chance they get. And this is happening because you have become unknowing of yourselves. But it's also not surprising. There's the same way that you have let yourself be captured and fooled by the forces of communist woke ideology, the sewage of an ideology. I don't really have to worry myself with all this crap, you know, wokeness, Islam and whatever else. I actually have a pretty good day job, which I'm good at, and a place of work that used to appreciate me more before I started speaking out, but it still does to an extent. I have a beautiful wife whom I love dearly and an overall happy life. Yes, so what? I have a bit of a medical hiccup, but so far it is under control and hopefully it won't get any worse. I didn't have to speak up against wokeness. Could just do what most others do who don't agree with it. You know, keep their head down and just get on with their work. I didn't have to speak up against blatant discrimination against a lot of British colleagues, especially white colleagues, while others who are white didn't as well. I didn't have to speak up against people bashing Britain or calls against display of Union Jacks, while most native Brits couldn't be bothered to stand up for their own heritage. I would be coasting just fine, or even flying high because I would be getting the promotions and whatnot. And to be honest, I still have my job reasonably secured, even though I have to fight here and there, and probably have limited future prospects, you know, for a while, because I'm good at what I do and most people at work like me, more than most internet strangers ever will. So it's sort of like a problem and not a problem at the same time. I'd rather be independent, but I don't have to be if I don't want to be. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, my work allows me to have a comfortable life. And if I didn't speak up more about such things, I actually wouldn't have any issues at work. I'll be fine. The point I'm trying to make is that I'm not doing it for a grift or whatever. I have things to fall back on. I have a base. I don't care about money as well, so to speak. So anything that I do get from my writing, podcasting or commentary is obviously greatly appreciated and an added bonus. Helps me be more independent and reach more people. And of course it is an indicator of how effective one can be. And it shows me how much you love and appreciate what I do. Which is obviously, it drives me to do more stuff. And also gives a good feedback, you know, into what I'm doing. But it's not the goal. You know, this is not why I do what I do. This is not why I'm speaking up or doing anything. You know, I do my bits on history and mythology because I love researching and reading up about things. I write my silly stories because I love writing and storytelling. And I speak up about what is going on currently and the dangers we face because I love the West and I love my country of Britain. And I'm deeply concerned about the future, and I would like to avoid a future at any cost where great harm could come to Britain. And because it is the right thing to do. I was brought up to act when I see something wrong being done, move against it. Failing to do so, at least speak up about it, and the least think of it as wrong. This has shaped me a lot. It is as simple as that. Make what you want of it, but that is the truth, from the heart. This is why I don't mince my words. This is why I would call out anyone and everyone. This is why I don't really care about right or left, political right or left. I don't really overly care about it. Because I'm not really worried about whether I will be invited to some, you know, champagne parties or not, or if I can hang out with this or that name, or if this or that podcast or show will invite me on, you know, or if I can get a job in media or whatever, a gig here or there. I don't even care if only two people ever watch my stuff or read my stuff. I just do it because I like doing it and I want to do my part and try to help where I can. So I don't give a rat's ass if some of what I say upsets you. I will not shy away from calling out obvious dangers to my country and her people. I'll not become cynical as well, because the times are treacherous, and shy away from helping others. I will not ignore people because I think I'm better than them. I'll not just say the right thing, whatever right thing might be according to the group of people, to massage the sensibilities of some yellow-bellied liberal elite class so I get invited to the parties. Now, I'll not shy away from making mistakes in fear of what others will think of me. I don't care what others think of me. That's the best way to learn at times, to make mistakes, realize your mistakes, or be told about it and learn something more from it. You know, take it on board and learn and grow from it. I will not let the world change who I am, because that is the man my wife fell in love with, and my life's aim is always to live up to her expectations. Always ready to help, quick to smile, fond of silliness, and yet firm on my morals and convictions. Never, never ever to bend my knee to any man. Let the fools yearn for worldly trinkets. My heart only desires to seek knowledge and truth. that which sits beyond me, but also within me, to help those around me and help defend my nation, to love and cherish those nearest and closest to me, because that is what matters, that is what I'm concerned about, and that is what motivates me. And I say this to you not to make a show of anything. I'm telling you this as an example of how to orientate yourself and your life. If you want something more than just satisfying your base desires, you have to orientate your life in a better way. You have to move away from a materialistic point of view. There is more to life than things and adorations of strangers. Anyways, all the love to you all, and I hope you take something positive from my ramblings today. Thank you for listening.